Welcome to the Praise Break. I'm your brother in Christ, Keith Johnson.
Let it rain.
welcome to the Praise Break. I, of course, am your humble host, your brother in Christ, Keith Johnson. What a wonderful day it is to be alive, to be in the land of the dying, on my way to the land of the living. And I have no one other than to give the praise to than my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Praise Break. For those of you that are new listeners, I just want to extend my welcome to you. And just to let you know who we are a group of Christians who trust in the Lord with all of our hearts, and we lean not to what we understand, but in all of our ways, we give Him the acknowledgement, and He directs each and every step that we take. We trust in Him always, in every situation, and He comes through every single time. Hallelujah. It is a beautiful day. I am so excited. We have a wonderful program lined up. We are going to pray together. We have spoken word. We are going to dig deep into a subject, into something that affects each and every one of us. And if it's not, it should. Hallelujah. It's called When the Enemy Attacks. And it seems like we get attacked, one attack after another. And it's like, why is this happening? The scriptures tell us why it happens, and it also tells us what the end result of it all is. So we're going to dig deep into that. Grab your Bibles. There's a lot of scriptural references. Grab your pens. Grab your notepaper. We are going to get some edumacation on when the enemy attacks, and we're going to talk about why he attacks us. We also have some more great music from Bishop Paul S. Morton. So I am right now buckling my seatbelts, because you know what time it is. It is time to give Him the praise. We all have something that we are thankful for. And we right now, together, as a community, as a people, as a church, we're going to give Him the praise. Praise Him. Oh, wonderful, gracious, awesome Master, I want to take this minute to publicly praise You, Lord, for Your goodness. I want to praise You, Lord, for Your grace, for Your righteousness, for Your holiness, Lord, for Your mercy, Lord, Your kindness, Your love, Lord, from everlasting to everlasting. I want to praise You on this day, Lord, for all the great things that You continue to do each and every day in our lives, Lord. I want to thank You, Lord, for my beautiful family. I want to thank You for my health and my strength, Lord, the activity of my limbs. Thank You and praise You, Lord, for my job, for my friends, and Lord, for my salvation, meaning that we get to share eternity together. Hallelujah. And Lord, I thank You so very much for blessing me with the desires of my heart, Lord, and even exceeding those desires. Praise You, Lord. And Lord, I want to just praise You today, not just for what You've done in my life, and You've done so much, Lord. I want to praise You for who You are. Thank You, Jesus. You are worthy to be praised. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord.
Love, as I have loved you. What does that really mean? Sometimes it's hard to understand what Jesus meant when He said it, because in the world that we live in, people love us based on circumstance or preference. Like, if I like what you like, you'll like me. Or if I do what you do, you'll accept me. Yet the one that should have rejected me because I wasn't at all like him didn't. Matter of fact, in spite of my imperfections, failures, and flaws, Christ saw something in me that was worth reconciling back to Him. So it's no longer I who live, but He who lives through me and gives me the courage to fearlessly love you despite what you do to me or how you treat me at my job, at my school, at my church, even in my own family. So let's not view each other in light of our earthly stature, but more as Christ's ambassadors, showing the world that we who are once blinded to this love have tasted this love and lived to share His love. I believe this, and only this, will help put an end to hate and animosity. It ain't no wishful thinking, man. It's His philosophy, and prayerfully, it's our democracy, that if we did, it would change everything.
Hi there, this is Karen Johnson of Tri-7 Fitness for Heaven, and you are listening to The Praise Break with my brother and friend, Keith Johnson.
That is my sister in Christ, Karen Johnson, and you can check her out at Tri7Fitness.com. And that is a perfect segue into our talk on health and fitness. And we're going to talk about weight control tips. I know we could all use some. Hallelujah. And you know, for me, losing the weight, now that I've lost it, seems like that was the easy part. Even though it was real hard, it was a lot of hard work. It was a lot of days when I didn't feel like working out, when I had to just get in there and take care of business. But now that it's off, it seems like it's even harder to keep it off. It is work. It's a day-to-day struggle watching my weight go up and down. And, oh, man, it is a struggle. But there are some tips that I have that can help us all stay in shape and keep our weight under control. Number one, we have to eat sensibly. Avoid fad diets. Eat three sensible meals each day with adequate fruits and vegetables. And we have to limit our portion sizes, limit our fats and fatty foods, sugar, soda, and alcohol. Next tip is we have to exercise daily. We can't take a day off from exercise. And that doesn't mean you have to go to the gym and do an hour and a half of gym work and run around a track or any of that stuff. Just daily exercise. It could consist of walking, bike riding, jump roping, anything to get our bodies moving, to get our limbs in action. And you should also include daily muscle strengthening. And not only will you lose more fat, but you'll keep it off. And be aware of eating habits and behaviors that lead to overeating. Also, focus on social and emotional situations that could lead you to snack compulsively. Keep a food and exercise journal. And I know when I was working out with Sister Karen last year, one of the things that she had me do is she had me keep a daily journal of what I was eating, the times I was eating, what I was drinking, how much I was drinking, and the snacks and all that other stuff that I ate each and every day. So I had a journal that she would review weekly and let me know where I could make some changes if need be, or what I shouldn't be eating, and the times that I was eating, that all played a major role in keeping the weight off. And arrange moral support from your friends and family, also your doctor, dietitian, exercise trainer, or diet club. And be sure to stay clear of all the haters who try to discourage you from adopting a healthier lifestyle. And don't forget, when you go to your doctor, have your doctor check your blood pressure, your blood sugar levels, and your blood cholesterol levels. It's important for us to keep our temples together because our temples house the Holy Spirit, and we have a job to do here on earth before we go to be with our Lord. Hallelujah. I pray that that was a blessing for you. And if you want more information, hit me up on Facebook. I'm listed under Keith Johnson. There's a million of us, so look for us, Keith Johnson from Elk Grove, and I will get you all the information on all of this, plus much more. Hallelujah. All right, friends, I have an announcement. Congratulations are in order. One of my best friends in the world, Julian Johnson, married his fiancée, his match from heaven, Melissa Williams. Congratulations to both of you. Hallelujah. Many wonderful years of joy, peace, love, and happiness as you move forward with your new ministry together. Hallelujah. Check out pictures of the happy couple on my Facebook page. Well, friends, it is time for our Bible study on when the enemy attacks. And you may be saying, you know what? I don't understand. I'm living right. I'm walking right. I'm talking right. I'm doing right. I'm doing everything that the Lord has commanded me to do. Hallelujah. And for some reason, I am under attack. And it seems like it's on a regular basis. Well, you know what, friends? That is a plus, because we know, because we're under such attack, that we are doing things right. And that is a blessing. That speaks wonders for our walk with Christ. Hallelujah. So you may want to grab your Bible, definitely. Grab a pen and some paper. There's going to be a lot of scriptural references. There's going to be more than we'll be able to read on this segment, but you will be blessed. Do your follow-up. We are going to arm ourselves with weapons that will defend us against these attacks. And I know if you're a believer in walking in faith, expect attacks from the enemy. The attacks will manifest in various ways and forms. It may be in the form of financial difficulties, marital and or family issues, health issues, economic failings, possessions, employment, and social situations, just to name a few. Now, from my experiences and the situations that other believers are currently experiencing, the attacks seem to be becoming more frequent, more consistent, and more diverse. Now, in the natural, one would be driven out of their mind, driven into despair, depression, crying out, "What can I do?" Well, God has given his children weapons to overcome the evil one. Now, these weapons are all rolled up into one word, faith. Turn with me in your Bible to the book of 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. And it reads, "For whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith." And faith basically believes that everything that God says is true and that he'll do exactly what he says he'll do. First of all, please realize that the enemy cannot read our minds. He is not an omniscient being, but through eons of observation, he does know what pushes our buttons. He knows what ruffles our feathers. So first of all, be extremely cognizant of your speech and actions. Now, when something adverse happens, speak forth a hearty hallelujah. And you know what I do when I see the enemy just pressing and pushing and attacking? I put a big smile on my face and I just let him know with that smile that he is getting no victory here. Don't respond like your earthly counterparts by reverting to profanity or other rude or negative responses. Instead, respond with a smile and love. The Apostle Paul tells us to give thanks in all things, not just the good things, but in all things. Turn with me in your Bibles to the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. And it reads, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." Now avoid rhetorical speaking. Instead, use greetings such as, "How's God treating you today?" or "How may I be a blessing to you on today?" And when you're asked a rhetorical question such as, "How are you?" respond with something like, "I am truly blessed and highly favored." In other words, whatever you do, do it to the glory of God. Turn with me in your Bibles to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31. "Therefore, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all to the glory of God." Praise, joy, thanksgiving, positive speaking really confuse the enemy, since what has worked in the past no longer works. Praise and thanksgiving are the key to victory over the evil one. Now in Psalms 100, we are directed to worship the Lord with gladness and to enter into courts with thanksgiving and to enter into courts with praise. In other words, we are to enter into his presence with joy, thanksgiving, and praise. When you are in his presence, the enemy can't touch you. Thanksgiving, praise, and joy are essential to our victory. Why did Paul instruct us to give thanks in all things? He knew that God works all things together for good. Let's go to Romans chapter 8, verse 28. "And we know that all things work together for good for those who love God and those who are called according to his purpose." Now, one scriptural example can be found in the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 20, when King Jehoshaphat was confronted by the invading army, and he appointed singers and praisers to Jehovah who went before the army, and when they began to sing and to praise, Jehovah sent ambushes against the invaders, and they were beaten. And that's in the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verses 21 and 22. Now I'm going to share with you some scriptural references and you're going to want to write these down and read them. When you get in your Bible study tonight, check these scriptures out. I'm telling you, strength will come from these scriptures because our weapons are built up now. We're doing really, really good. I pray that this has been a blessing to you. But here are the scriptures. Isaiah chapter 54 verses 15 and 17. Ezekiel chapter 38 verse 9 and 10, Matthew chapter 16 verse 18, St. John chapter 10 verse 28 through 30, Romans chapter 8 verse 1, and Romans chapter 8 verses 28 through 39. And friends, we do know who has the victory. And it's not the enemy who's attacking us. It is us. So I pray that you were blessed by this, because I know it gets kind of confusing sometimes. We're walking right, we're talking right, we're witnessing, we're doing all the things that the Lord has commanded us to do. It seems like we're ducking and diving and blocking and trying to thwart off these attacks from the enemy. But you know what? We do have the victory. Praise God. And wherever you're at today, let's pray together. Master, giving you honor, glory, and praise, Lord, lifting your name up on this day and magnifying it, Lord, because you and you alone are worthy of all of our praise. Lord, I pray to you on today, humbly asking, Lord, that you please bless all of those that are under attack from the enemy, and they're facing all sorts of attacks in their life. If it's not one thing, it's another. Those that are having financial difficulties, those, Lord, that are having family and or marital issues, those that are under attack with their health, those that are in despair, those that are really fighting, Lord, to keep it all together. Lord, I pray that you bless them. I pray that as they hear this message on today, Lord, that they are blessed by it and it will pull them out and loosen those strongholds. And Father, I pray today for the beautiful United States of America. I pray for our president and his awesome family. I pray for those men and women in the military that are overseas fighting for our safety. I pray, Lord, for all of our families, our friends, all those that we associate with, Lord. I pray for each and every one of our enemies, Lord. Bless the haters, Lord. I pray that you bless those that are sick and shut in, those that are bereaved on today, Lord. Bless those that are unemployed and really want to work, and those that are underemployed. I pray that you bless those that find themselves homeless on today, Lord, living in cars, living in shelters. I pray that you bless all those with mental disabilities. I pray that you bless the brokenhearted, the depressed, those that are in despair. I pray that you bless each and every person that's listening to this program right now. No matter what they're going through, Lord, bless them. I pray, Lord, that they know that you are in control of everything and you have overcome the world, Lord, and you can overcome whatever issues and problems that they have on this day. Lord, we love you and praise you. We give you honor and glory in the mighty name of your beautiful Son, Jesus. Amen and amen. Friends, we have come to my favorite part of the program. It is invitation time. Many of you have been running away from the Lord and you're tired of running and you've cried out, Lord, what can I do? Well, friends, I have some great news for you. The Lord Jesus Christ wants to be the director of your life. All your sins will be expunged. In Isaiah chapter 43, verse 25, he says, I will blot out your transgressions and remember no more. And you might say, I've committed so many sins, so many bad sins, that the Lord couldn't want me. Well, you know what? In Romans 3:23, he says that we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. All of us, every single one of us. And it's real easy to do, to ask the Lord to come into your life. And in Romans chapter 10, verse 9, he says, confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, and you will be saved. Hallelujah. Friends, it's real easy. It costs absolutely nothing. Say this prayer with me. Father God, I am a sinner. I confess my sins. I pray that you please forgive me for my sins. Lord, I want you to come into my heart. I want you to be my Lord and my Savior. I believe that Jesus died on Calvary and arose on the third day. and is alive today and paid my sin debt in full. I pray this prayer in the mighty name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Hallelujah, friends. Praise God. You are now saved. Let's give you a hand praise right this minute. Praise Him. And friends, now you want to find a good Bible-believing church to get involved in. Find a church where you connect with the pastor and really get in and learn the Word of God, because there's power in His Word. He speaks to us through His Word. Get involved in ministry. You'll watch yourself just grow and grow and grow. I am so excited. The angels in heaven are now rejoicing because of the decision that you just made. It is an exciting time. Make sure that you pray every day, that you get into your book every day. Hallelujah. And the change may not come overnight, but you'll see yourself gradually changing. You'll see your thought pattern changing. You'll see your actions changing. Hallelujah. God is a God of changes, and these are all changes for the better. I am so excited for you. Praise God. Well, friends, that about does it for another episode of The Praise Break. I had a fantastic time. I pray that something you heard was a blessing to you, because we know that we are under attack all the time, and sometimes we have to understand why it's happening, and we are not doing anything wrong. We are doing things right, and we are being attacked for that, but it's a good thing. Hallelujah, because we know at the end of the day who has the victory. The Lord even tells us we are to expect tribulations, but to be of good cheer. That means to smile anyway, because He has overcome the world. Hallelujah. Well, friends, until we meet again, which will be on the Songs of Praise on next week, and I'm telling you, we're going to have a wide variety of some great gospel music that will minister to you, that will bless you, that will make your day. Hallelujah. And you'll be able to find that right here, wherever you're listening at now. It will be there on next weekend. Check it out. Share it with a friend. Be a blessing to someone else. And until then, let's do a few things. Let's keep our hands clean. Let's keep our spirits pure. Let's seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And the Bible says that everything else will be added unto us. Let's keep our heads up. Let's stay prayed up, because we are on our way up. We are going on with the Lord. Hallelujah. If you can get out to church this week, make sure you do it. Do not hesitate to get on your knees each and every day and talk to your source. And please, 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 please get into your book each and every day. There is power in the Word of God. There's armor in the Word of God. So get into it, feed on it, get it into your spirit, and carry it with you each and every day. Hallelujah. Well, friends, we are going to close this out with another song by Bishop Paul S. Morton entitled Be Blessed. And until next week, have a great week on purpose. I love you so much. I'm your brother in Christ, Keith Johnson.
Death and life are in the power of the tongue.
So we have a great week on purpose. I love you so much. I'm your brother in Christ, Keith Johnson.
Death and life are in the power of the tongue.
So we have a great week on purpose. I love you so much. I'm your brother in Christ, Keith Johnson.
Death and life are in the power of the tongue.
So we have a great week on purpose. I love you so much. I'm your brother in Christ, Keith Johnson.
Death and life are in the power of the tongue.
So we have a great week on purpose. I love you so much. I'm your brother in Christ, Keith Johnson.
Death and life are in the power of the tongue.
So we have a great week on purpose. I love you so much. I'm your brother in Christ, Keith Johnson.
Death and life are in the power of the tongue.
So we have a great week on purpose. I love you so much. I'm your brother in Christ, Keith Johnson.
Death and life are in the power of the tongue.
So we have a great week on purpose. I love you so much. I'm your brother in Christ, Keith Johnson.
Death and life are in the power of the tongue.
So we have a great week on purpose. I love you so much. I'm your brother in Christ, Keith Johnson.
Death and life are in the power of the tongue.
So we have a great week on purpose. I love you so much. I'm your brother in Christ, Keith Johnson.
Death and life are in the power of the tongue.
So we have a great week on purpose. I love you so much. I'm your brother in Christ, Keith Johnson.
Death and life are in the power of the tongue.
So we have a great week on purpose. I love you so much. I'm your brother in Christ, Keith Johnson.
Death and life are in the power of the tongue.
So we have a great week on purpose. I love you so much. I'm your brother in Christ, Keith Johnson.
Death and life are in the power of the tongue.
So we have a great week on purpose. I love you so much. I'm your brother in Christ, Keith Johnson.
Death and life are in the power of the tongue.
So we have a great week on purpose. I love you so much. I'm your brother in Christ, Keith Johnson.
Death and life are in the power of the tongue.
So we have a great week on purpose. I love you so much. I'm your brother in Christ, Keith Johnson.
Death and life are in the power of the tongue.
So we have a great week on purpose. I love you so much. I'm your brother in Christ, Keith Johnson.
Death and life are in the power of the tongue.
So we have a great week on purpose. I love you so much. I'm your brother in Christ, Keith Johnson.
Death and life are in the power of the tongue.
So we have a great week on purpose. I love you so much. I'm your brother in Christ, Keith Johnson.
Death and life are in the power of the tongue.
So we have a great week on purpose. I love you so much. I'm your brother in Christ, Keith Johnson.
Death and life are in the power of the tongue.
So we have a great week on purpose. I love you so much. I'm your brother in Christ, Keith Johnson.
Death and life are in the power of the tongue.
So we have a great week on purpose. I love you so much. I'm your brother in Christ, Keith Johnson.
Death and life are in the power of the tongue.
So we have a great week on purpose. I love you so much. I'm your brother in Christ, Keith Johnson.
Death and life are in the power of the tongue.
So we have a great week on purpose. I love you so much. I'm your brother in Christ, Keith Johnson.
Death and life are in the power of the tongue.
So we have a great week on purpose. I love you so much. I'm your brother in Christ, Keith Johnson.
Death and life are in the power of the tongue.
So we have a great week on purpose. I love you so much. I'm your brother in Christ, Keith Johnson.
Death and life are in the power of the tongue.
So we have a great week on purpose. I love you so much. I'm your brother in Christ, Keith Johnson.
Death and life are in the power of the tongue.
So we have a great week on purpose. I love you so much. I'm your brother in Christ, Keith Johnson.
Death